I want to first start by saying if I was ever going to get my PhD, I would definitely get my PhD in behavioral economics. It's a very fascinating area of study, and it's just really fascinating to try to figure out why humans do what they do, even in the face of some of the irrational outcomes that happen. So, speaking of looking at Nudge specifically, it's a behavioral economic book based on the fact that human decision making is far from rational. There is traditional theory in economics about this ultra rational human being called the economic man. And the economic man is like the perfect human being. He always makes the right decisions. He or she, sorry, makes the right decisions. He or she always makes the decision that maximizes their utility, meaning their satisfaction. But the reality of life is, when it comes right down to it, real humans are highly inconsistent, ill-informed, and by default, we like the status quo. We definitely don't make unbiased forecasts. We also don't choose unfailingly well, and consequently, we actually need help to make more rational and optimal decisions in our lives. And that is really what the premise of Nudge is all about. So you should definitely read this book if you're like me and you learn traditional economic theory about this economic man or economic woman. This book is definitely for you if you're interested in learning a different perspective. It's written by the father of all behavioral economics, Richard Thaler. He's an awesome dude. If you haven't seen him on TED Talk, go do it. He's amazing. And Nudge really is all about rejecting the hyper-rational model of this individual. Instead, his book posits that individuals are simply humans. We're plagued with automatic thinking, we're plagued with biases, we're plagued with prejudices, irrationality, and uncertainty, and our decision-making suffers for it. You should also read this book if you're interested in learning the simple but effective approach to helping people and ultimately yourself make better decisions that improve your health, wealth, and overall happiness. This is more than simply librarian economic hogwash, right? Or libertarian economic hogwash. This is a tactical book that should be taken very seriously by anyone in business or government agencies or anyone who just ultimately cares about pushing people towards the most optimal outcomes. There's a lot of individual examples. The one example that I really like that they gave is the example of how we should look at healthcare differently as companies. And so currently, the healthcare situation for most companies is you go to open enrollment, and most employees have to opt in. And if they forget to opt in, they don't have healthcare. Richard Thaler says that the best way to actually design that program is an opt-out clause, meaning the default is that we're in, so everyone has healthcare, and you have to actively choose to not want healthcare. And by doing that, you would actually increase overall's optimal outcome because most people actually want healthcare. And so that's just one example, but it's really littered with a ton of economic real examples that are pretty powerful and potent. So finally, just to kind of bring it to a close, we live within an economic engine who ultimately relies on tactics that exploit and manipulate our outcomes. And Nudge, Richard Thaler, and also to his buddy Kay Sustine, I have to forget not to shout Kay out. He's also pretty big in this field. They put forth a philosophy that says simply, nudges can save us from our inability to act rationally. The overall goal of the book Nudge is to help policymakers, business owners, and just general people alike drive outcomes that are most optimal for everybody involved. So please read this book if you want to better understand how to save yourself from yourself. I think that's really the ultimate game. Save yourself from your irrational decision-making engine, and definitely pick this book up and learn a little bit more about behavioral economics.